with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to Grillin' Guys. The Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're getting ready for the 4th of July holiday week/weekend because it's a Thursday this year. So personally, I'm gonna work on Monday, and then I'm done for till whatever that is, the 9th or whatever, when we come back after the holiday there. So looking forward to that. But Bob, one of the things we're talking about is burgers, right? This is Burger Week. Everybody does burgers on the grill. Thought we'd give you a little stuff to jazz it up a little bit. And you're a big advocate of the stuffed burger.
Yeah, I am. And I'm also a big advocate of calling it Independence Day.
Okay.
We've all gotten used to calling it the 4th. Mm-hmm. But the 4th doesn't really mean anything. But it just so happens that on the 4th of July in 1776, a bunch of very brave souls risked fame and fortune and went up against a tyrant, a tyrannical government, and said, screw you. We're here. This is our land. And we don't care how many of those redcoats you send over. We're keeping this place.
Yep.
And cheers to them. Thank God.
So, it's all good.
So it's independence.
Yeah.
And we want to celebrate the independence of our country, and we want to keep it independent.
So you like a stuffed
burger. That's what allows us to make burgers.
That's exactly right. You like a stuffed burger. I like stuff on top of them. And help me out, Bob, because I struggle with stuffing burgers and having them stay together when I'm cooking them.
Yeah.
So I'm doing something wrong.
That is a trick, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
That's
doing something wrong. Maybe you can give
us a
tip on that.
If you've got one of those burger forming patty things, you know, the plastic red thing that you stamp them out in.
Right.
That's kind of one way to do it. But the key is whatever you're putting in there, there's a couple cheeses that work very good, and Swiss is one. I'd say a sharp cheddar is another.
Mm-hmm. Greer is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're looking for cheeses that don't get real
runny
yeah. when they get hot.
Right.
Is what you're after.
Yeah, like American cheese, no. It's
right.
not going to work.
Exactly. Yep,
it'll be on your
out.
Shirt.
Yeah.
So one of the things you want to do is make your patties a little bigger than you'd normally make them. And then
bigger around or thick?
No, bigger around. So like maybe like a 6-inch patty.
Softball
versus a
size.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then real, real thin. And then put your stuffing in the middle of it, but leave about a quarter or half inch all the way around it where there's no stuffing. So when you put that second patty on top, you can kind of pinch the ends around and get that thing to seal up so whatever you're stuffing it with doesn't bust a move and shoot out the side of it.
And it will invariably, unless you, especially if you're, like Bob said, using American cheese or something, that once it gets warm, gets real watery and real runny.
But I'll tell you what, if you want to surprise somebody or if you want to have a really cool presentation or something that'll just kind of spark your party up, just stuff some of the burgers. And I'm going to tell you that Swiss is one of my favorites because it's a great cheese when it heats up. It actually, the flavor of Swiss actually comes out, whereas it's kind of boring, unmelted. But you melt Swiss and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my gosh, that's a
right.
fantastic
and it holds
cheese.
Things together.
Well, it is. It's a little gluey, right? So mm-hmm. it helps your stuffing situation. So you can do it that way, or you can mix items in with your burger. Now, last segment we talked about handling.
Right. Not overhandling.
Right.
Is a thing. So what kind of things you're going to mix in?
Well, how are you going to do it? So I'm going to tell you, only mix with your ground beef if you're using very fresh ground beef.
Okay.
So that it's loosely packed in the package. You don't want to get something out of a tube and try and mix something
it was
with
pressure
it. It's
fit
already
in
been
there,
compressed.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to have a tough time. So what you want this to do is like blue cheese is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I chop up green olives and blue cheese and bacon and I let those fall into the folds, and I try and keep that grind. When it comes out of the grinder, it looks like spaghetti. I try and not molest that too much so that those strings, that stringy character of it, still stays intact. And that way the blue cheese and the chopped onion, the chopped green olive, and the bacon falls in between all those strings. And then when I grab a piece of it and I compress it a bit enough to make a patty, it's just pinched between those spaghetti-like structures.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of people that grind their own meat like you do.
No.
But you can still mix it in with a loose grind that you get from the butcher.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You get it in a tube from the big box store, it's not going to work for you. That's where it's at. Let me go with one on top. Not in, but on top of there. I got a bourbon bacon jam that I want to make, and it's super simple, guys. And basically, it's 6 ounces of bacon, which is a half a pack, right, of bacon in a large skillet. You know, I'm going to crisp it up, 10, 15 minutes, whatever. Throw in a chopped red onion, 2 cloves of garlic, and let that just cook for about 5 more minutes. And then I want a little acid in there, so I'm going to put a little, just a dash, maybe like a third of a cup of cider vinegar, and then some brown sugar and a little glug-glug of my bourbon, and then just simmer that until the liquid's almost evaporated. You guys, that is a awesome burger topper. You got the sweet, you got the smokiness of the bourbon, you've got the garlic and the red onion, and, of course, bacon. Can't be wrong with that, right? So that's just a nice little topper. You don't need to put anything in your burger if you put something like that on the burger.
I would add one thing.
What's that?
Chopped jalapeno.
Yep. Well, you like that hot profile. This one didn't. This right. more of a sweeter
but
one.
But if you add the sweet, smoky, and bacon,
right.
you put a little heat in there, and you have like the trifecta of flavor going on top of that hamburger.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing is experiment with this stuff if you can. Take the time.
It's so easy.
Yeah, it's super
easy. It takes a little fry pan, really.
Right.
You did that on your range top.
Right, exactly. And I can make that ahead. That's the thing. It's
exactly
not like I'm
right.
cooking burgers and doing that. I make that ahead.
You're
going
to have to make
bowl.
It ahead because right. it takes a while.
Yeah, I got it in a little bowl, and then I throw it on there right at the end, make sure it gets warm. And, you know, again, this is all about, I guess I've got a fragile ego in the sense that I want that first bite when somebody's over at my place to be like, oh, wow, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's these little toppers and things like that. You don't have to get all crazy with this stuff because, you know what, you might be feeding 50 people and you can't do something like this. But if you got two couples over or three couples over, you can make something like that, throw it on there, and that first bite, you know, it's going to taste the same after the second and the third one, but that first bite is where you get the pop. And you're like, huh.
So really, what you're saying is you want to be way ahead of the ball game on this.
Yeah.
And you want to go shopping for all the right items. And before you ever start grilling, you want to make that topper up and have it set aside. And in any great dish, the preparation is one of the biggest things. And I'd have to say that one of the reasons Jop loves entertaining is because he loves the preparation. And you're very good at the preparation.
Well, you
give it a lot of thought.
I try to anticipate what it's going to be like that first bite. I'm telling you, I'm probably weird that way, but it's that first bite look that I'm watching for, right? When I put something on somebody's plate and they take their first bite, the third one is familiar already. It's the first one that matters to me. And I just want it to, you can tell, right? You can absolutely tell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's fun to be able to.
And that's
I'm not trying to impress. Like I said, this isn't an ego thing.
Of course
thing,
you are.
Right?
Yes, you are.
But I
no, you are
to
trying
to
impress.
To
that's why we do all the work.
Right.
If people come over, you want to impress upon them the fact that you care enough about them to make them something really, really good. So it's okay to impress.
But I read constantly about different. I'm not a chef. I'm not a trained chef. I don't know.
You play one on the radio.
I play one on the radio. That's just exactly it. But what I do know is what I like. And what I like to see in the reaction from people, and the combination of the two is pretty cool. Okay, coming up next, Barbecue Bob, we've got brat burgers, kielbasa burgers, and maybe some other kind of meat burgers. Stick with us. We'll be back.
America. Back to back, gonna feel-